Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brother.
Jack, what have you?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Go on.
All right. Well, hello and welcome to the Freemasons Podcast with your host, Worshipful Brother Joe.
Worshipful Brother George Mudry.
And Worshipful Brother Ken.
Thank you all for joining us on this fine Sunday afternoon. We hope to have at least a halfway decent show for you today. I won't say great, it is what it is.
We'll see.
The band is back together for the first time in a very long time where the three of us are actually here. So
yeah, I missed you, brother.
It's hotter than three rats screwing in a wool sock right now up here.
If only we had that air conditioner that somebody stole.
Yeah. But that Worshipful Brother Joe donated and then somebody stole. Brothers like these.
He's still sour about that fucking air conditioner.
I mean, it's messed up. These are brothers.
It
these
is
are
brothers.
Air conditioners. Anyway, we did have a meltdown. If anybody was listening, either live, well, there's no recording yet because
was
the
it a meltdown
dead,
but, or a grenade?
I would say that's as close to a meltdown as a computer can possibly have. Something
that some bitch went off and went kaboom.
Yeah, it was loud in our monitors too.
It took us like all 3 Mile Island in here.
Oh yeah, it smelled like burning electronics. It was like the whole nine yards. We had a fire extinguisher ready and shit.
Ken thought he stormed the beaches of Normandy. That thing went kaboom!
Yeah, I don't like when computers break. I take it personally. I was like, how could this happen? Who's doing this?
Especially when you're the one that built it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I think the kicker of it all was the fact that I'm like, we were literally in the middle of interviewing...
a brother from Ukraine. Yeah, Dimitri. Yeah. And it was a good conversation.
And I'm like...
pop.
And literally, as soon as the computer died, I'm like, it's got to be the Russians.
You know, that thought did cross my mind.
That's possible.
I mean, that would be one hell of a hack.
It was freaking hilarious.
I would shake that man's hand or woman's.
But to see your transparent legs fly out from underneath this freaking diode.
Oh, yeah, I thought I was going to... The computer, like, the rig is right below me, so I thought, like... I thought the lower half of my body was going to catch on fire.
It was freaking hilarious.
Did you catch a tan off of that or no?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, good.
I mean, the legs are a little bit less susceptible to sun damage.
That was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, so we threw together my rig. I've got a laptop here. We're going to try to make this work. And so far, it seems like it's somewhat working. YouTube is not receiving enough video to maintain smooth streaming.
Seriously.
Too bad. Suck it up and deal, YouTube. Doing the best we can.
Deal with it, you bastards.
Yeah, that's right.
You're going to censor half of our shit anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I can't plug into a hardwired internet connection here.
Anyway, what episode are we on?
This is episode 228.
And it's called?
Shitty Lodge Master Hats.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about masters who wear...
actual physical hats we're talking. Not like, oh, the master wears so many hats as master in each dish.
No,
we're talking about like actual shitty hats.
Not like the metaphorical hats that we wear.
We're
like
actually hats that we loathe.
Mm.
So, but first, what do we got, Ken?
What, over on Instagram?
Instagram.
God,
I don't know why I'm talking like freaking Optimus Prime. Or not Optimus Prime, what's his name?
You sound like the bad guy from Inspector Gadget.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's closer.
Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
That's actually really good.
He's always petting the cat. Right?
Yes, yes.
That actually looked like a raccoon, right?
Yes.
Right. The cat had problems. Probably gingivitis and other more subtle medical.
That's
a throwback.
That's a throwback.
So anyway, over on Instagram, we have Dennis Boyd, Michael Hamilton, Lance K. Ram, Serge Mukenj, Team Cobra.
Bless you.
Thank you. Dakota Scott, Shane Alexander, Steve Erskine, Alpaca Trismegistus.
Nice.
Yes, that's awesome. Hermetic Flower Company is the name of the profile. It's awesome. Gabe Cody, Beth Ruskin McCollum, Braden Watson, Kyle Matters, Jay DeLastro.
Kyle Matters.
Kyle does matter.
Don't screw you, Kyle.
Anybody else tell you any differently. Cartoon nice. Cannabis logos. Cartoon art cannabis. Okay, cool. Whatever. Look, it takes all kinds. John Williams. The John Williams.
The composer? Wow.
No. Nope. No, definitely not. Okay. I looked at his profile picture.
Shit.
Nate, cannabis logos design again. I guess they have like a different profile. Cool. I mean, you're getting a little, you know.
So not only are we big in the Philippines, but apparently with the cannabis crowd.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Jose Medina and Mark Black.
Nice.
Thank you, brothers and friends.
You want to toast them first?
Why not?
You read them, lead it.
Yeah, we don't even have the cannons ready. This is just...
This isn't canon.
Okay, fair enough. How about we have Worshal Brother Joe lead it?
I'm canonless.
Joe's canonless.
Oh, do
it's
I need,
okay.
Wait,
no, I'm good.
Where's the beer that I got?
I'm canonless.
You want me to get you the beer?
You can drink from the goat.
No, I'll toast with the
F-bomb. Okay.
Yes.
Why don't you lead it, too, Worshal Brother Joe?
Oh, God, it's been a long time. I might not even remember how to do this.
Well, do it.
This is going to be fun.
Do it.
Brothers, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. I'm getting it confused with the Table Lodge one.
Together, brothers.
Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva.
Wow.
That was with gusto, too.
Wah, like wah, wah, wah.
Still better than Rocco's. So much energy.
Still better than Rocco's.
Still better than Rocco's.
Yeah.
We read this one, the last one, that went kaboom, the episode, but I'm going to cover it
again. Where is the kaboom?
This one will probably be posted before the other one. So this is a 5-star review from Apple. Light heart, yet very informative. DJ Polo, 1022.
What's up, DJ Polo?
I was wondering if you're going to do that.
Yeah, boy.
He's got the Kango hat going on.
5-star review. You guys made up my mind on becoming a Mason. I did try starting my journey by asking to visit my local lodge and ask questions. Met up with them, asked what I wanted to ask, and got to know them and them me. Great brotherly fellowship, and I had so much fun. Right now, I am going through legal stuff with traffic tickets. I came clean about everything and told them the truth. They appreciate my honesty and my past. I have a fly hit me in the face.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I am currently working on taking care of all of it and putting in the petition they gave me. I wouldn't worry about traffic tickets, being that Joe, I'm certain, has an indecent exposure somewhere.
Well,
my exposure is very decent, and I can call witnesses.
That stuff varies by jurisdiction, I think, too. In some jurisdictions, I think misdemeanors are an issue, too, when you're petitioning. In Connecticut, it's just felonies, but apparently traffic tickets in some areas are a problem, so do pay them.
Wish me luck with this journey. It'll teach me patience, that's for sure. Will it, though? Because I really don't have much patience.
No, as Masons, I mean,
literally before this episode, I was like, hurry up.
Patience is a virtue.
You were also a lodge secretary, so you expected others to have patience with you, and yet...
Bingo.
Yeah.
And I didn't have patience for when I asked for the freaking dues, and they never paid the bastard.
For IT support, for computer work. Nice. Nice reference. I like that.
Let's hear. For one of them, it'll teach me patience, that for sure. One of them said something to me that stuck with me. We don't make perfect men. We make good men better. We all have a past. Appreciate y'all. And
that's
a present.
True. Yeah, back. That's true.
You got a past and a present, too. Nobody's goddamn perfect. Nobody should pretend to be.
It's a great review. Very honest, open. It. I like that. Thank you, brother.
Kenny, lead it.
All right. Brethren, right hand to arms.
To arms.
Ready.
Ready.
Aim.
Aim.
Fire good fire, fire all. Together, brothers.
Viva, viva, viva.
Beautiful. All right, let's start it up.
shitty past ma- or, excuse me, shitty master hats. You know what? Let's elaborate here. Let's do this. One of two things. We'll go into this fly. Yeah, God damn.
It's only going around you, too.
I know, right? I'm like the one in what's that cartoon, Peanuts? What was his name? Stinky?
Pigpen.
I'm freaking Pigpen today because this fly won't back off.
Oh, my God.
You are more like
Which is crazy because I took the boys for a hike today and sprayed myself with the off.
And then you drank Apple Jacks. So should have
tried deodorant.
Like
deodorant would have been better.
Well, yeah.
Touché, bitch. Anyway, so we're going to continue with this. We're not only going to do just shitty master hats that we personally cannot stand. I'm going to be clear about this. This is our own personal feelings, if you will, right?
Yes.
On shitty master hats. And we're going to go as far as past master aprons.
Oh.
Let's continue on.
I've got a bone to pick with some past master aprons.
Oh, something grind your gears? I know it grinds his over here.
Oh, boy.
Grinds all of our gears.
I'm going to get this son of a bitch red before he gets lit.
I want to start. Can I start with when we do the hats? Can I start? Because I have a controversial one, I think.
Go ahead.
Are we ready?
Should we do some background on master's hats for those?
Yeah,
we'll give it to Joe first.
All right, so in Freemasonry, for those who may not be initiated or may not know, the master in an open lodge is the only one who is allowed to wear a hat.
Yes.
And I think that's pretty much worldwide, right?
Correct.
Across all jurisdictions. Mm-hmm. There can only be one person covered in a lodge when it is open, and that is the master. So now the tradition of what type of hat you wear, there may be guidelines jurisdiction by jurisdiction. There may be lodge traditions. Maybe every master has to wear the same type of hat because there's a tradition in a particular lodge. But for those that have, kind of freedom to wear whatever type of hat they want, there's quite a variety that we see out there. Correct. Some are better than others, and that's what we're talking about this evening. Is that a good background?
I think that's a good background. Yeah.
So I just want to say before we get into this, I have one goal for this episode. I don't care what happens.
It can explode.
I don't care how many watchers we have. I don't care what comments come through. My goal is that Joe has not been up here in quite some time.
Oh, he's getting red.
I am totally going
to
get that one vein in the
you
middle
want
of
me
his
to go on the
I want him to
you want me
up? I want Joe to spaz out. That's my one goal.
Which vein
so
do you want throbbing?
The one right in the middle of his forehead.
Just
want to
make,
son of a bitch.
Just make sure.
The one in the middle of his forehead.
And
just to see his face turn redder than actually his hair. That's my goal.
Okay.
Right. I'm gonna really razz him up, and I'm going to rile him up, and I'm going to try my absolute damnedest to watch him flip out.
Okay.
I'm going to referee the ensuing fight.
I'll try to give you what you want. I'm a man of the people. I'm a man of the people, so if somebody wants to hear me go on a rant about some stupid hat, then I'll do it.
Oh, it's going to happen.
Okay.
So be
all right, Joe. Go ahead. Lead it. What's your hat?
Well, here's what I'm going to start with positive.
Does anybody want a beer first?
I'm good.
We should probably reload. You go ahead while Joe talks.
Generally speaking, I'm a very positive person. So I'm going to start off with the positive. I'm going to start with the two hats that I think are timeless and appropriate for the master.
Okay.
And one is the top hat.
Mm-hmm.
No problem with that. Obviously, that's classic. That is the more traditional of all hats.
Age old. Nobody can have a problem with it.
Right. I'm a big fan of the derby or the bowler as well. Ooh. Especially for some lodges that were, you know, founded during that time period.
Prohibition.
1930s,
or is it before that?
Probably a little before that. Probably turn of the century. I think the bowlers were in fashion.
Right. The hell's a bowler hat?
Like which Saxton had last year, like a derby.
Oh, okay.
Smaller hat, not
smaller.
High top,
round top, like what you'd see like Butch Cassidy or the Sundance Kid.
That's all I'm picking up.
So something like that. To me, those are traditional. So there, I started with the positive.
Nice.
This is going to be a little controversial, and I apologize ahead of time if I don't know what hats either of you wore.
I
don't know.
Okay.
I despise the fedora.
What's a fedora?
Okay, I'm fine with that.
I thought that was like a food.
It's that hipster hat.
It's like that hipster, that wannabe, wannabe mafia style hat, like Gene Autry or Bing Crosby would wear, like one of those type.
Hold on, I gotta see this.
I agree with Joe on this.
I gotta see the hat. So I don't know what a fedora is. I thought that was like something you put in the oven at 350.
So it's something you'd see Cary Grant wear, Gregory Peck wear, and like.
Oh, for Christ's sakes, really?
I've seen a lot of fedoras, and I apologize to you.
Look at that hipster right there. Look at him.
Yeah.
It's a matter of personal choice. So if that's what you want to wear and that's what makes you proud, hey, God bless you. I'll support you if you're my master.
The fedora makes you look like you give fellatio.
Jesus Christ. Wait.
Not what we're saying.
All right.
Like Sinatra wore.
I take it back.
No, yeah. Sinatra wore a fedora. So I get it, and it has its place.
Okay.
And I think it was something that was very for the moment and to that specific era. But I really despise the fedora because it, to me, takes you from looking like a gentleman. And it makes it look like you want to be mafioso.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
Well, that's suit and tie. So,
and you know what?
Did either of you wear a fedora in your years?
Negative.
No, I definitely did.
Okay. I wore a classical top hat.
I feel a little bit better now that I've made that declaration.
Classical top hat is what I wore, and I still have it to this day.
The
problem that I have with the fedora is actually that it was classic in its time.
In its time. Now it's outdated.
Now it's sweaty nerds that wear them.
Yes. Yeah.
So
some guy with the
I don't know, dude.
I just made a reference to Justin Timberlake. He wore it in his
he's a sweaty nerd.
Yeah, he is. He's a little bit. But like when I think of fedora, I think a guy with a white tank top and like an unbuttoned Panama Jack shirt.
Yeah.
Like and like.
All right, I see what you're doing. You're talking about like Dennis Nedry in Jurassic Park.
Yes.
I don't like the fedora.
There's a fedora here. See, nobody cares.
Yeah,
that is my
number
one.
We can all agree with that.
All right. Go on, Ken. You take number two.
What? Oh, well, you didn't actually ask me for what master's hat I wore during my term.
Go ahead.
So it was tricorn. How do you guys feel about the tricorn?
What the hell's a tricorn? Bring this
colonial
up.
Okay.
Bring it up.
So, yeah, tricorn. Like,
you're talking about like.
Like the three,
like
three
Paul
pointed,
Revere.
Oh, okay.
Yes, like
all
your
right,
typical
all right.
colonial
all right. all
man
right.
hat from
Continue.
Late 1700s.
Continue.
Okay. So I enjoyed it because our lodge was formed in 1790. Oh, God, I'm going to screw it up, and I'm going to get yelled at by our district deputy. 1796.
Pisani, please tell me you're watching.
I think it's 1796, I think. But anyway, it was during that period that people were wearing bicorn and tricorn hats, and our founding master actually wore a bicorn, which is more of like a naval traditional type of commander's hat.
Oh, like a Commodore.
Like a Commodore, yes.
Oh, like a bullfighter.
But it's kind of like, it's like wearing a taco sideways on your head.
Yeah.
When I didn't really like that style, I mean, I did wear it for like one or two special events, but I was like, you know what? I like the tricorn. My neighbor happened to have one, and he threw my way, and I was like, that's going to be my master's hat. Black, white trim.
So when you say bicorn, you're talking almost like Napoleon.
Kind of, yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
not quite as large, but okay.
Correct, yes.
Just want to make sure.
I just want to say to our listeners who are watching, we did have a computer explode. So I just want to just clarify that if the internet connection is a little shaky, it's because we're working off of a Surface Pro, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but we're also working off of Wi-Fi because
we're working off of Wi-Fi. So please bear with us. As soon as the freaking nerd over here fixes the tower, which I believe you're taking with you today, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he's going to take it with you.
No problem. I'm wearing...
We'll be back to full strength.
I have a ball cap on instead of my fedora, so that's why I'm not firing an all
we had a
cylinders
we had a catastrophic failure, so I just want to remind our listeners that that's why it may be shaky, because I think it was Justin Michael said, stay up with an with an arrow pointing up. I'm assuming he's talking about our connection. Yeah, unfortunately, we're working with what we got here.
Yeah, we're on Wi-Fi, so it might be a little flaky, but we'll do our best.
But in general, that's good advice.
Anyway, yes. Continue. Go ahead.
Stay up.
Stay up. Oh, my God.
So my issue, my
How many times have you heard that?
Never. Never been
that's
a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
independent
what is
research
that from,
suggests.
You remember that scene in Walking Dead? When it was... Negan's right-hand man was talking to the lady.
I did not watch that far into
She's
that
like,
series to know.
Bull!
Shit!
I don't know that reference.
Anyway, continue.
Okay, so my pet peeve master's hat, and I'm going to catch a lot of flack for this.
Oh, boy, here we go.
A lot. Come on. Probably from a past grandmaster who I respect very deeply.
Oh, I know where you're going.
You know where
I
I'm
know
going.
Where you're going.
Yes! This is getting good!
It's
going
to be a dark day because I'm probably going to have my dude
say it.
Burned.
Do it! Come on,
cowboy hats, dude.
Yes! He said it!
I knew it. I knew you were going to
stand cowboy.
I knew you were
boots, hats. Oh, it's just personal preference. If you want to wear them, that's cool. And if you're a past grandmaster that I'm a good friend of, please don't take it personally. It's just, I would never do it.
The demons!
Well, I mean, hey, again, it's a matter of personal preference.
It is.
Know.
It is.
And if on a steel horse you ride, go right ahead.
I'm just saying that if you're
a desert on a horse with no legs,
if you are a grandmaster, you can wear whatever
the
actual fuck you want.
It's true. And it really doesn't matter what I think, so. But yes, I can't steer.
But, all right, let's do this. My turn. I have two. Me, personally, I used to wear the traditional top hat. It was a flat bill, flat top.
Timeless.
That was it.
Goes well with a cane.
That's what I wore.
And makes you taller.
And makes me taller.
Yeah.
Goddamn right.
That's true.
If I could have wore the...
Got the big old 10-gallon...
If I could have wore the Abraham Lincoln stovepipe,
absolutely
would have, because I'm a dwarf.
Stovepipe is legit.
Not,
I like
that.
Legit.
All right, let me clear. I'm not a dwarf. I'm 5'7". I'm not that short. But still, in a room full of people who are...
Yeah. What? My wife is short, and she's taller than you. Holy crap, man.
You're the average height in Malaysia.
I don't think I actually knew your legitimate height. You're really 5'7". 5'7".
Time out. We don't know that 5'7" is legit. Let's just go with that.
Here's
so
what we're going to do.
He might actually be overestimated.
So on this wall, we have a bunch of shit. The next thing I'm going to do behind us is I'm going to put a fucking tape measure up the goddamn wall so we can all confirm that I am exactly 5'7".
Oh, like
I
we're
think
a
we
bunch
should
of
put a scale children. Over there, too. And when people come in, how much do you think you weigh? Okay, get over there.
We could do that. I'm fine
That'd
with
be
it.
Awful.
That's only going to work in your favor, That'd Joe. Be awful. The rest of us are going to be horribly embarrassed.
No. I'm
no, just for the
5'7". So,
oh, okay.
Generally speaking, I think I'm average height, but the people who I normally deal with on a regular basis are taller.
You?
Joe? Yeah.
We don't need a booster seat when we drive.
Pizzani and what's his fucking nuts?
Oh,
Kevin.
Big Kev.
Yeah, no.
Old Big Kev. Shout out to you, Big Kev.
I bet Pizzani wears a fedora.
Mm-mm.
No?
Actually, I think he does own some fedoras. I've seen him wear them before, but you know what? He does so fashionably, and they're not, like, sweat-soaked.
Lunatic. George is the same height as Sweet Lucinda.
Oh, boy. Jeez. Still a
bad thing.
Nicely done.
All right, your hat.
All right, my hat. So mine was
two.
A traditional flat-top hat. One of the things I didn't want, and this is one thing that I hate, and you know, I know we joke and we play a caricature, if you will, on this podcast, but I am a very, I don't know if noble is the word.
No, it certainly isn't.
Traditional?
No, it's where you don't try to stand out in front of everybody else.
Conformist?
Dignified. I know what you're saying.
I don't
try
to stand out in front of anybody else. As a matter of fact, I mean, I wear...
You're not about the show.
I'm not about the show. I don't need to be the grand guy in the room. I don't need the entire Russian Soviet lapel pin army on my chest.
Hey, watch what you say about them. They killed our computer. Okay? Just saying,
no,
I like this computer.
You know the Masons I'm talking about, where they got every lapel pin, like... Yeah. They got the whole thing down the side. You know what I'm talking about? Right.
Yeah.
You look like a fucking Russian general with every goddamn lapel pinned on the left side.
Messner.
I don't... Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God.
No? We don't mean... Not like that?
I thought we were taking digs at Joe.
Holy shit. I wasn't going to say it.
No?
Does he have all the medals, too?
Get out of
like
my head!
The York Rite medals when he goes into Blue Lodge, and they're, like, jingling around, and you're like, why is that guy
wearing
medals?
So, I didn't need the hat with... I mean, I've seen masters, they got the feather in the hat. I've seen... I don't need to stand out anything other than the tradition of what Freemasonry is used to. With that being said...
Which one do you hate?
Yeah.
I have two.
Okay.
The standard baseball cap.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you what. If there's so ever a hat I want to smack off somebody's head, it's the standard baseball cap.
Mm-hmm. I have one exception to that. I agree with you most
There
times.
Is no exception.
Here's the to one that. Exception. I think a lot of people would potentially agree. Hawaiian shirt night. Okay. Detroit Tigers baseball cap.
Wrong. And I'll tell you why I disagree.
Oh, my God.
Because if it's Hawaiian...
Do you get the reference? You don't get
yeah,
the reference.
Yeah, no, I do. No, I think I it's... Ken yeah, does. No, it's appropriate.
Magnum P.I.
Yes.
Magnum P.I.
I was too young
so
for
So if you're like
oh,
cosplaying Magnum P.I., Burt Reynolds... Was it Burt Reynolds? No, not
oh,
Burt Reynolds.
Show your age, boy.
Tom Selleck. He looks like Burt Reynolds.
So on Hawaiian shirt night, if you wanted to specifically choose a Detroit Tigers hat, I would say... That's funny. That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll give you that.
It's ironic.
So there are two... And then I'll get into my second hat. But there are two times where I've ever broken where I didn't wear a traditional top hat. One, Hawaiian shirt night. I wore a straw hat.
Okay.
Straw...
Like the Hawaiian punch guy?
A palm hat.
Okay, yeah.
So, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, like the Hawaiian punch guy.
Not close enough to a cowboy hat to raise my hackles, though.
Right. Two. God, yeah. Was on St. Patrick's Day, I wore a Dr. Seuss green and white hat that lit up with shamrocks.
No, yeah, that's a special event.
Special event. Yeah. So two times I ever broke stride.
Okay.
My second hat that I absolutely freaking loathe, and this is probably stronger so more than the baseball hat, to be honest with you, and that's going to be...
Oh. Here it comes.
Come on.
Go ahead.
The beret.
Oh, no, I hate those things. You're right.
There was a lodge, no names, with a master, no names, who wore a beret.
Was it raspberry?
It was red. Raspberry, yes. Yes, it was. It was a raspberry red freaking beret with a square and compass on it. And let me tell you
what. He's English Special Forces or something.
Like the kind you buy in a secondhand store?
Like the kind you'd buy off of, like... McCoy's or something like that.
Like he beat up an Eagle Scout and took his hat.
Oh, there you go.
Which, by the way, was it like a Masonic scouter?
I'm going to take my shot while it's here.
Okay.
I mean, he could have beat up a French Special Forces or tried to beat up a French.
Well, no, they
would have
just
surrendered.
Yeah.
So he got the hat. Yeah. The beret.
Masonic scouters actually wear scout uniforms, so I don't think they would wear berets.
Hate the beret.
Yeah,
now, this is not...
I'm not going to lie. The beret is the single reason why I joined the Marine Corps, not the Army. The fucking beret. I hate the beret.
Yeah, but come on. If you're a Ranger or something wearing a beret, that's a little... Like, it's like, I dare you to make fun of my beret. I'll kill you.
Yeah.
I just hate
the
beret.
That's almost like a dare.
It's like a hat that...
I mean, it's not like you joined the Marine Corps.
It reminds me of a flat tire. It's just all...
Yeah,
off to the side of your head. Like, it just... Okay. I can't. I'm not by any means shitting on our special forces who wear the beret. That's cool.
It just doesn't belong in the Masonic
line. Right. I don't like the beret.
Right. Now I got the guy from Mythbusters stuck in my head.
Yeah, you know what? I would throw, and you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I would throw scally caps into that as well. Like those
scally
caps. Like
those. Where are you throwing out these?
Like the Boston hoodlum
hats. Newsy hats. Yeah,
like
Irish,
a cab driver would wear.
You're talking about like a poor boy hat, like a Kangol type hat?
Like every freaking degenerate Red Sox and Celtics fan.
There you go, yes.
Not
the
real
poor boy
ones,
hat.
The degenerate ones.
Yeah, the degenerate ones, not like me.
It's kind of Kangol. It's kind of similar to a Kangol, yes.
It's a poor boy
but
hat.
But it's the same kind of thing. It's like a
front.
Flat.
Snaps in the front.
There's
Mister, can
smash.
I have more food, please?
It used to come up in my in my feed all the time, like the Boston Cap Company or something like that, because I'm a Patriots fan, and it just assumes that.
They just assume that you would wear that kind of garbage on your head.
Yeah, I don't wear that kind of garbage.
But that annoys me as much as, I would say, a beret.
You want to wear that? Go sell newspapers on the corner, kid.
Yeah,
otherwise,
seriously.
Put on a top hat.
I would also have to elaborate. First off, I hate the baseball cap, the standard baseball cap. But if you wear it backwards, that pisses me off even
worse.
Oh,
that's automatically.
In a lodge? Oh, God, you should be freaking
ejected. You shouldn't wear that out in public.
That's getting shivved in the parking lot.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Oh, all right. So that's what I'm going to say. But those are mine. So we're going to move on now, and we're going to turn it over to Joe again.
Uh-oh.
What is your past master apron that you cannot absolutely stand? There's got to be one.
I don't really have one that I can't stand because, I don't mind the painted ones. I don't mind the ones with the fringe because mine has fringe. God, I'm trying to think a past Masters apron that I don't like. Well, one, it's a little bit of a pet peeve when they have the wrong past Masters emblem on it, because Connecticut has the one with the sextant and the
what?
And the square.
Yeah, it's not a square in compasses. It's the sextant, so it's got like the degree symbol on it. And the
however, though, there are ones that have the square and compass with the sextant.
That's
underneath.
The official one. Yeah,
correct.
That's the ones that one. Just have the curve that yep. don't have the square.
Yep.
Yep.
Is those not. Connecticut. Yep. Uh-huh. It's not correct. The past master symbol in Connecticut. Correct. So that's a little bit of a pet peeve. But again, hey, it is what it is. God, past master's apron. I don't like. I like the painted ones. I don't mind the George Washington rounded ones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's one that I don't like. I don't think I have one.
Okay.
I really don't.
Kenny.
Past master's aprons that I dislike. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of ornamentation.
Okay.
So, you so hate the mine. One no, I like yours, Joe.
Oh, okay.
Yours is good. I also like the painted ones. I like the non-traditional ones that are kind of a little bit esoteric, or they have the 47th problem of Euclid baked into them somewhere, or the symbols, the Masonic symbols around them. I like all that. What really bothers me, what really grinds my
gears are grinded,
if you will, is like past master's aprons that make noise.
Okay.
So if you have little bells hanging off your fringe and they jingle together.
I got balls.
That drives me insane. It's like, then you sound like a Russian general because it's like, all my things are jingling together because I'm so important. I have all these jingly things on me. That drives me insane.
Okay. I have one of those.
I know you do. That's why I don't go to lodge with you.
Nice. So the one that drives me nuts is they have this one that's all white, literally. It's all white. Even the embroidery is white.
Okay, a candidate's apron? Or?
Like a candidate's apron, but it's all white, and it's very, I don't know, like Ric Flair-ish.
That's
okay.
Yeah, you're picking on mine. It's not mine's not all white. Mine's got silver. Mine has gold.
No.
It's got fringe. So.
And all joking aside, like, listen, I'm... So here's mine personally, and this is the truth. Okay, there's an apron that I've seen that I don't like, and I know I'm gonna get shit all over for this. There's an American flag apron.
Oh yeah, I'm not a fan of you.
Listen,
using
I'm one of the most patriotic like sons of bitches in the frickin' planet, so.
Yeah, but like misusing the stars and stripes, it's a fine line.
It's not even misusing the stars and stripes. I get it that it's a patriarch. I think that is an apron that you would wear, even wear for like a Memorial Day parade or a Veterans Day parade, that's fine. But as an everyday use in lodge, I am against it.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it's a past master apron. I think it's actually just an apron. I think it's just an apron.
But you buy it because you want to show your.
But you buy it because you want to show your patriotism. Yeah, I'm all fine with it. Like I'm super patriotic, and I was in the military. I'm patriotic. I'm all about the country. I'm America. Whatever the fuck you want to say. Like I'm super patriotic. But in my personal opinion, there are three aprons that you should wear.
Okay.
One. If you're just a sidelines Master Mason brother, it needs to be the plain white apron. You are not an officer. You are just a brother of the lodge.
Okay. I would say unless there are standard lodge aprons that they provide to every brother that walks
correct.
In.
Correct. Like there, I've seen ones that are blue, but they just have like the number on the
that's
whatever,
what we
the
have.
Flap.
And that's everybody grabs. 42, and if you run out,
right? It's
you
got a 42 on the,
yeah.
on the top. Yeah, yep. That's cool. Yep. I'm good with that. Second, if you're a lodge officer, you got the standard blue. You shouldn't vary or whatever your lodge has for a standard apron for their officers, that's what you should wear.
Yep. Okay? It's a uniform.
And I even would go as far in as saying is if you are a past master or a past district deputy, if you get reinstalled in as master of the lodge,
you
that's
wear
the
that lodge
only
officers.
Apron you should wear is the master's lodge.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
My personal opinion.
I'm good with that as well.
That's what I believe.
If you're standing in, it's cool to wear your past master.
If you're
apron.
Right. If you're a past master, if you wear the past master apron with the sextant on it, the one that's good for, you know, our lodge gives them out. Our lodge gives out a Passmaster
apron.
Yeah,
ours does the same thing.
All right, we give out the Passmaster apron. You wear the Passmaster apron. If you want to get your own, that's good and fine. I have a problem with the flamboyant aprons for two reasons. One, the ones that have the American flag and the stars and stripes on it, yes, it looks cool. You want to wear that for Memorial Day parade? Have at it.
Our brother Lunatic is calling out one that's camouflage. Apparently, there's camouflage aprons available out there.
Again, if you want to wear that for 4th of July, Veterans Day, Memorial Day, parade, have at it.
Yep.
I'm good with it.
Yep.
It's what it's for. Okay.
Yep.
But to wear it as an everyday lodge apron, I am not a fan of. And for two reasons. One, it's not something that you should, you know, you shouldn't make. That's the thing about masonry, right? We're not out to make ourselves stand out in front of a crowd.
Correct. I mean, we're all on a level as brothers.
We all
so
want.
We shouldn't be looking for ways to make one brother look different than the rest of the others. It's we should all be.
Hey, Brad,
on
what's going on?
So, yeah, to do anything that's standout, I think, with either lodge aprons or wearing too many pins or wearing medals when you're an independent body, when you're in Blue Lodge, like, it's not, it defeats the purpose of meeting on the level.
And this is just, again, I'm going off my personal opinion. I'm sure there's some brother who's decked out to the nines, and that's whatever you do, you, bro.
Yeah, it's cool, too.
But my personal opinion is that, in the words of the game Mass Effect, we are Legion.
Isn't that what, like, Anonymous says or something? Like, that
I don't know what the fuck that... He stole it from Mass Effect. That was a great game on fucking Xbox or PlayStation 3, whatever. Talk shit.
Shocker. These Anonymous nerds are actually
Illuminous
gamers.
Yeah. You know,
I should really not talk smack about them because that'll be my computer.
Whatever.
Going south.
But we are one. You know, we are not to... Our goal as Masons isn't to stand out amongst the rest of them. And
It's to bring everybody up. It's to better all of us together. It's not to...
Right.
I'm better than you. That kind of stuff has its place in the profane world, not in Freemasonry.
And here's the other thing. Okay, two. When you... take this into consideration. Do take the information you want. And this is just solely my opinion. But... That is the most confusing fucking thing in the world for an EA to walk in the door and you have 50 different aprons.
Yeah. Try to piece that one together.
And then you see somebody over there with a camouflage apron or a red, white, and blue apron or a random freaking tie-dye apron
or one with those little balls on them that, like, slap together to make noise when you walk.
Suck a dick. Mine has freaking... Mine's got the Passmaster apron on it, which is easily explainable. Yes. But yes, I know you're breaking my balls. I get it. But I'm saying with, like, the certain, like, American flag ones.
Yep.
Or, like, so the first question is, wow, his is really decorative. What is he?
Yeah.
He's nothing. He's just
he's
a brother
like
who
you.
Showed up and, like, uh-oh.
No, you're good.
No, I pulled that. Sorry.
But it's important that we explain those kinds of things to candidates.
It's confusing. Oh, he's just got a regular apron. Here's the problem. Right. Oh, it's just the apron he wanted to wear. Oh, okay. So once this brother becomes a Master Mason, what is the first thing he goes and does? He goes out and spends $300 on an apron that's freaking hot pink.
Yep.
Why? Because he thinks, oh, I'm a Master Mason, I can't.
That's what I'm supposed to do.
And you're losing the whole, like... realistically, if you really want to break it down, why am I going to be an officer when I can just go out and buy a hot pink apron?
I don't even know if that's so much the problem, but
I'm saying
just,
it might deter.
It's standing out. It's standing out, and it's like, you know, even if you like, if you want to do something like that, okay, cool, I get it. But you're doing something that goes against the grain of the lodge, and now you've got people talking, and now there's going to be disharmony, and it's like, you know, one thing leads to another, and it defeats the purpose of being a member of the fraternity.
Do you not also see, like, a Grand Master coming into the lodge when somebody's sitting there with an American flag or a camouflage or a hot pink apron, and the Grand Master walks in, and I just picture from Full Metal Jacket Gunnery Sergeant Hartman coming down. What the fuck is that? Like,
But you know
what? What is that, Private Pyle?
On the flip side, and to their credit, I also know several past grandmasters who will walk into a lodge. So past grandmasters, right? So they're not members of...
Correct.
You know, they are technically active members of the Grand Lodge, but they're not there on official business. They just want to be brothers. Those guys will walk in, and they'll wear a lodge apron or a plain white paper apron.
Right.
And they will never wear their past or their grandmaster's apron or a past master's apron or anything. Purple
Correct.
Trim.
Right.
They want to be brothers.
Right.
And I think that is worthy of aspiring right. to.
Luminous Knight, he writes, I thought with the exception of past masters, everyone wore simple white lambskinned aprons. Interesting. Mm.
So
I just want to go back on this one. It really depends on the master.
It depends on the jurisdiction, too.
Depends on the jurisdiction. It depends on the master.
And your lodge.
There are some grandmasters who say an apron is an apron.
Yep.
Because I've worn my Royal Arch apron into this lodge on a couple of times. And I think it was the reason why I wore my Royal Arch Mason was because, you know what red is? Remember everyone deployed? So everyone was asked to wear something of red.
There was a purpose behind it.
There was a purpose behind it. That's why I wore it. But there are some grandmasters that are, you know, an apron is an apron is an apron. And they're fine with it.
It doesn't matter, yeah.
It doesn't matter. There are grandmasters who are like, no, you're gonna adhere to the strict, this is what we wear, this mm-hmm. is what you're supposed to wear, and that's it. It's done. There's no conversation.
Like uniform code.
Uniform code. And if you don't, it's your ass to be grinded. And even take the grandmaster out of this. It even depends on a lodge master.
Yep.
A master, for instance, I'll give you an example. there was a little bit of a time where in our lodge, I believe it was Ryan. I believe it was Worshipful Master Ryan or Worshipful Brother Ryan when he was master. One of the things he requested is that we got to a little bit of a time where when we would do degrees, everyone would wear tuxes. The officers would wear tuxes.
Mm-hmm.
And they were picking whatever bow tie they wanted. Some of them had the square and compasses on them. Some of them wore red. Some of them wore white. Some of them wore whatever the fuck they wanted.
Yeah.
And Ryan came in as master of this lodge and said, that's it. We're all...
Yeah, it's... Outside noise. Yeah.
All right. He came in and he said, that's it. We're all adhering to the standard tuxedo, black tie. That's it.
Which makes sense. He was a military guy. He wanted uniformity. Yep. And like, that's
But that is the master's prerogative.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. End of freaking story.
Yep.
There's nothing. We can do a degree where the master says, I want, for this degree, I want every single officer wearing a pair of white gloves. There are lodges that do it.
Yep.
Our lodge was doing it. Some masters are for it. Some are against it. They're like, you know, don't worry about the
gloves. And a good master will make sure that, like, hey, if you don't have a pair of white gloves, we'll set you up.
Right.
We'll, you know, let's talk because some guys have multiple pairs of gloves and somebody can loan you something. But either way, if that's what the master wants, then
it's the master's goddamn prerogative.
Yep.
And that's that. It's just very simple. So
yep.
for me, going back to the aprons thing, I'm not a big fan of the decorative aprons for a regular Master Mason, I'm just not. Mm. Understand, when you kick the bucket, if you will, when your time is done on this plane.
We're all wearing white aprons.
You're wearing a standard goddamn white apron.
Yep.
The one you were raised in is the only freaking apron you're going to wear. And
it's the only
that
one that matters.
Is it.
Yep.
So, The decorative part of it is vanity. And again, here's my thing. For a Master Mason, it's vanity. For a past master,
could be interest too.
It's okay. But for a past master, is the way I feel is if a past master wants to get a decorative apron, that's your prerogative. You've earned that right to get a decorative apron.
Right.
As a Master Mason, what did you do? What did you do to earn that right? Oh, I walked through some degrees, and then somebody, you know, knocked me down, and I got back up again, and I learned some words. Yay! Well, my personal opinion.
Yeah,
you're
no.
a past master. You've done some shit.
You've attained a leadership position in a lodge, and you've ostensibly, successfully navigated your year. And
you didn't get shivved in the parking lot after a meeting.
Yeah, fair enough. But by the same token, it's like, if you want it, here's my thing. If you want to buy an opulent past master's apron to wear for not frequent circumstances, like a parade or if you're traveling or something
fine.
Like that, okay. But when you wear it in your lodge, make sure
right.
that it's not going to cause or be the seed of any kind of disharmony Correct. Because you are a past master and you have to guard against that kind of thing.
If you're going to bring that point. Apron to lodge, ask the master, hey.
Hey, that works perfectly.
Can I wear this?
Yep. Yep.
Can I wear this? If he says no, then it's a freaking no.
Yeah.
And okay, that's it.
He runs the joint. Doesn't matter if you used to run the joint, he runs the joint.
As a matter of fact, this is a true case in point of every time when I was secretary, every master that that was incoming,
mm-hmm.
I would typically wear my district deputy apron.
Yeah, which
I would typically wear it. But I would literally ask the master, is it okay if I wear my district deputy apron?
Yeah,
or do you want me to wear the standard secretary apron?
If it's not on, if you're not on official business, then I could see just asking
Take
the master
the fuck off.
What his preference is.
I always ask.
Totally up to him.
And they always say, well, for the most part, I don't think anybody said no, but it was a courtesy.
Yeah.
It's your lodge. You decide what I
yep.
wear.
Yep. And that is the important thing, right? Going
right.
to the master and asking his permission because
99.9% of the time, the master is going to say, it's cool.
You're
don't
right.
worry about it.
But as master,
respect.
He does have...
It's the respect.
Yeah, it's his lodge, and you do have to give him due respect.
Luminous Knight, in terms of the master's hat, is it the master's choice in... It is the master's
yeah.
choice in my jurisdiction. I always cringe when the master's hat is silly or informal, like a sport team or baseball hat. Yeah.
I mean, you are upholding
Let
the dignity
me tell
of
you
the fraternity,
what.
So there is a line.
I will knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
When I was DD, I didn't have any of that. But let me tell you what.
Yeah.
I would have a serious fucking problem with it. To the point where I'd probably talk to the Grandmaster and be like, hey, this guy's wearing a fucking baseball cap.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, this guy's wearing a
You're wearing a tuxedo with
hat.
A goddamn brace.
And then Marshall would look back at me. And he'd be like, what? And then that would be the end of my massage.
Oh, yeah, God. Here's the thing.
Oh, I love you, Marshall. Don't hate on me.
Yeah, but also Tom Maxwell wore a cowboy hat, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, if it's your style, go for it. I'm cool with it, but...
It's not even
your
style, though. It could also be... Now, again, I need to clear this up here, okay? In Texas, my belief is they probably wear more cowboy hats
yeah.
than freaking top hats.
Most masters probably do, yes.
So it also depends on where in the goddamn hell you're from. Maybe the French. Maybe they wear the freaking beret. Because they're in
maybe.
France, and that's where the beret comes from. Maybe they wear the, what did you call it, the three-corny, whatever the fuck it's called?
Three-corny? Tricorn.
Whatever the hell.
Come on.
Maybe they wear that in France. Maybe they wear it in England. Like,
they definitely don't.
I'm just making a point that I guess I'm talking about, again, I'm not shitting on you or Joe or whatever. Like, it's more of the area where you live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're in Texas, you probably wear a cowboy hat. If you're in France, you probably wear a bidet or whatever the hell is it called.
A bidet. You know, anyway, though, culturally in Texas, if you're a Mason and you're a lodge master and you don't wear a cowboy hat, maybe that would cause disharmony, right? Uh-huh. Like, maybe it's just expected in your lodge, and that's fine.
But let me tell
it's
you.
It's just my own personal.
There's no goddamn excuse for a baseball cap.
No.
You can fight me if you want.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think
there's no excuse for a cheesy-ass baseball cap.
I don't think there's any, like, baseball cosplay lodges.
There's no reason why a man should be wearing a tuxedo, if you wear a tuxedo for a degree, wearing a fucking baseball cap. Let me tell you, if I was district deputy, I would explode over that shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I would lose my cookies over that.
Although, look, we are small men, simple men, and what the hell was that?
That was my bull blow.
You know, here we are in Connecticut, and we really only know our jurisdiction.
Correct.
So, look, if there are differences where y'all are from,
right.
please let us know.
And I'm totally fine
with
that.
We'd love to know about it. If you have different traditions in your lodge, if there's a particular hat you have to wear,
again,
let us know in the comments.
And I think it falls on different areas of masonry. We in Connecticut can call us snooty, uptight.
Nah, I don't know.
My point being is we typically wear tuxedos. Maybe a lodge in Maine or a lodge in freaking Montana or a lodge in West
Hell
Virginia. Dude. Maybe they wear freaking jean suspenders.
Yeah, even here in our jurisdiction.
That's just their thing. I guess it doesn't really matter because you're all brothers and everything. But in this jurisdiction, if you wear a baseball cap and I'm the district deputy, I'm going to slap that shit clean off your goddamn head.
Well, in our district. Here's the other thing, though. Even in our own jurisdiction, I know there are some agricultural-type lodges that are out there, kind of like in the boonies and rural communities where
Fair
everybody's
enough.
A farmer, and the dress code is not what we do here in the city.
Right.
So even within the jurisdiction, there's a lot of variability.
Why? In the actual fuck, do we have fruit flies up here? There's nothing.
Was that a fruit
here.
Fly? I thought that was a house fly.
I don't know what the fuck it is. It's in my face every two goddamn seconds.
You know, Joe was supposed to kill that goddamn thing.
Joe's probably the thing that brought it up here. Well, he left. He had to go.
We've also left the window open for the last.
No, he's
got to
go.
So
he's got to go take care of something quickly, and then we'll meet up with him later. But whatever. Anyway, what do you say, Ken? Where are we at? What's our time?
Wow, we're at like 50 minutes, so I think we...
Boom!
Right
on the spot.
We did pretty well, I think. This was fun.
This was a lot of fun, even though it's from a freaking Surface Pro.
Yeah, whatever. You know what? What I love doing on this show, and I've always loved doing on the show, is like our opinion pieces, right?
I do.
Because like we've all, you know, done these things where we have to research things.
Right.
And sometimes we're a little bit out of our comfort zone. Sometimes if we're talking about esoteric topics or something like that, like I feel really weird being up here. But I love when we get to talk about our opinions.
I totally love
hearing yours, by the way, listeners.
I mean, realistically, I prefer opinion pieces more so than research.
Yeah.
Research sometimes is just shit you read off the internet, and you're like, oh, okay, now what?
Yeah. Or something that draws on our experience is always fun.
Right. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy doing, what's it called? I enjoy doing like, research pieces.
You enjoy doing research pieces when you're doing the research and the rest of us are like,
no,
we don't know
until
we come up here. And then we're like,
no.
Those are fun too, though. I got to admit.
I would like reading a bit of research. And then, again, my favorite part is after the research has been read and we all talk about it.
Right.
And we all come up with our different, oh, well, you know. Maybe it was sweet, sweet Lucinda who freaking axed her three husbands.
Different interpretations,
you know?
And then our followers will jump in on the
like,
trail.
That's
and
what I enjoy.
Opinions. That's fun. Yeah.
That's what I enjoy is actually the discussion afterward. I mean, granted, I know Joe is sour about Oak Island and this and everything, but like I enjoy those type of what if where we can talk. I mean, my personal favorite ones are when we do the alternate universe ones.
Yeah, I love
it's
those.
It's all going off of what. You know, what we think would happen.
Yep.
There's no right or wrong answer.
Yep.
You know,
half the time we don't know about it ahead of time, right?
Right.
Like an hour prior to recording, we'll decide on that kind of a topic. And sometimes it's a failure. Sometimes it's a lot of fun and it works out really well.
It's a failure. Sometimes it's just there's nowhere to go.
Yeah, we have no idea.
It's kind of like, it is what it is. Like, I wonder what would happen if this happened. Like, I think we did with the robots.
Yeah, robot masons, whatever. They kill us all. I don't know what to tell you. That sucks. Let's hope it doesn't happen.
But realistically, like, he's at
F Oak Island. Con men. He's right. There's a new one out now. Oh, Worshipful Brother Joe, you're going to love this one. It's gold on Adak Island, I think, or pirate gold on Adak Island. So it's like some Aleutian chain out in Alaska Island that nobody lives on. But this guy, the mayor of Adak Island, is trying to make a bid to like get people to come back to the island. So he's doing like a treasure hunting. Oh my God, it's even worse. Even worse, if you could believe it, than Oak
Island. How about the shitty show Hunting Hitler? That was my favorite.
I have not seen that.
Oh my God. It was a whole show about Hunting Hitler.
What, like assuming that he didn't kill himself in Berlin?
Everything
and like
was circumstantial evidence.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's dumb. And those like fake moon landing things, those things are dumb. Too.
I mean,
but, like Adak Island is garbage.
They
go
had
check it out.
The Reichstag surrounded. There was nowhere for this idiot to go. The entire city of Berlin was burned to the fucking ground.
They found his body, dude. Like he's dead. He dead. We landed on the moon and Hitler's dead.
But the claim was is that when they did a DNA scan, it was actually the DNA. They took a bone fragment. It was a woman.
Oh, come on now.
Now, granted, there was a large percentage of Nazis. There was a large percentage of Nazis that did escape to Argentina. That is a actual fact.
Oh, yeah.
And they were caught later, and not all of them were. I'm sure some of them got away. But, I mean, at this point, they're probably 130 goddamn years old.
Yeah,
like,
I don't think Hitler made it down there. I'm pretty sure he died in Berlin with Adolf.
But they had a whole show about it. It's like, I like the History Channel.
Sure they
The
do.
Problem is, it's like kind of...
Was it Prometheus Entertainment, the same company that's responsible for inflicting Oak Island on us?
M-Hub 285. Love The Hunting Hitler Show. Took it with a grain of salt, though.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
So, okay, should. Here's the thing. It was really cool with The Hunting Hitler Show to see that the villages and the compounds and the shit that they lived in Argentina, as well as the whole tracking of other Nazis to that area and the whole, like, yeah, they, I mean, there was a treasure trove that they found behind a freaking wall in a bookcase of all Nazi regalia and all kinds of stuff. Like, That's funny. Part is cool to see the history of, like, where they went and they're tracking them down. I'm totally good. But the fact that you actually believe that that freaking square mustached retard actually freaking made it to South America. Come on.
Yeah, I don't think Hitler did, but yeah, there was a large contingent.
I mean, the guy was 65 years old, and the pictures, you could see he clearly has Parkinson's. His hands are shaking. He can't shake anybody. They were popping him up with PCP.
Yeah.
Like.
And also, they found the body. He's dead.
I get it. It's for show. It's you know, it was a cool show though on History Channel.
And even if he wasn't dead then, he's dead now.
The Tesla show. That was cool.
Nikola Tesla?
Nikola Tesla.
Okay. He is one of my heroes. Did you know that? He's one of my all-time
Tell me about it. I would love to hear those.
Favorite heroes.
They actually took a lot of experiments that he did. One of the things that they did was they were put electricity through the ground. And Lordy Sparker, what's going on? They lit up lights. Like,
yeah, his experiments. He was a big proponent of high frequency AC electricity. So either transmitting it through the air, or transmitting it through the ground, or any other medium, you can do that.
So he wanted to give the world free electricity.
AC. Yeah, that was his aspiration.
Here's the downside.
Yeah.
Who was against him?
Everybody that was trying to make money.
Who was one specific?
Well, Edison he worked for.
And Edison was a?
Douchebag.
Continue.
Money-mongering douchebag.
Let's put it this
Capitalist
way.
Capitalist pig dog.
He wore something on his waist that was basically plain white with a little bit of silver. It had Jacob and Boaz on it. And
Freemason.
It had a bunch of fringe on it.
Yeah, he's a Freemason.
Yeah, Joe. Right there.
You know what?
I told
it
you.
Doesn't...
Even though in the car, I'm going to get that little vein to bulge out of your head.
You know,
he was
still
a Freemason. Edison was a Freemason.
And you know what? Nikola Tesla, I think if he knew about Freemasonry, I think he would, well,
I don't think so.
Problems. But you know what? Edison, I think, had probably more problems from a moral standpoint. I don't know if he makes a particularly good Mason.
Well, whatever.
Was he really a Mason?
Yeah, he was.
No shit.
Mm-hmm. Huh. So was Henry Ford, too.
Wow, that changes everything. Well, Henry Ford, I knew about.
He was a shitbag, too.
The big three automotive founders were all Freemasons, right? So was it Walter Chrysler?
I don't talk about
Henry Ford.
Because they're shitbags.
Who? What?
They were shitbags.
Oh, well, they were not good men. No. Not at all. Neither was Thomas Edison.
They're kind of there in the same respect as Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, we're just going to forget about the fact that you're Freemasons, but you should seriously join the fraternity. Nowadays, it is, let me tell you, it's great.
Oh, shit. What do you say, Kevin? Shut it down, man.
We only bring the finest of humanity into our fine fraternity this day.
Hey, shit. this is a good one.
Comes to blows.
Anyway, what do you say? Shut it down?
Yeah.
I'm tired. I'm hot. I'm sweaty.
Yeah, it is freaking hot as hell up here.
For the Freemasons Podcast, I am Right Worshipful Brother George Marjorie signing off.
And I am Worshipful Brother Ken signing off.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Have a good night.
Yep. Thanks for hanging with us, friends.
See ya. Joe's got small ears.